Rav Zvid Masni Hochi. Rav Zvid learned this is the pshat in Rami Bachoma. So Rashi Loha the Rami Bachoma Hochi. He learned this is the pshat in Rami Bachoma. What's the pshat? Oma Hochi Oma Rami Bachoma. This is the way Rami Bachoma said. Ha mechamer acha behema b'shabbos. If somebody does this melacha that he's mechamer, he works with his behema on Shabbos, is b'shoigi. If he does it b'shoigi, he didn't know it's also to do it, or else he forgot today was Shabbos, is ain't a chayiv chatis. He's maskim. He's talking not chayiv chatis. This is not doima to the chet of avoid the zora. Therefore, there's no chayiv chatis. But b'meizid chayiv skila. This much here. If you do it b'meizid, you know today is Shabbos, and you know you're not allowed to be mechamer, and still you are mechamer, two eidim told you not to do it. Yaras wrong. You talk a chayiv skila. That's what he said. But for the chatis part, he's moida. So drash is that tomorrow, most of Rava, frek Rava Kasha. It states the Braisa, ha mechalal es ha Shabbos. If somebody's mechal Shabbos, does one of the melochis. Bidov es shechayov ha-mashir v'os ha-chatis. On one of the lamates melochis. That halacha is if you do it, b'shoigig. Yechayiv chatis, that means you forgot to pray with Shabbos. Or you didn't know this melocha was also. Yechayiv chatis, in such a case, chayov ha-mazdoin eskilo. Such a melach, if you do it, b'mezid, you have hasro, then you chayiv skila. That's what the Braisa says. So the Huri want to make a diyek, it's a mashma, ho'ein chayov ha-mashir gosachatis, he will have a type of a chet, that if you do the chet b'shoigig, you have no chayiv chatis, like we want to send down mechamer, since mechamer is not doing to the chet of avoid the zoram, because you're not doing the melach yourself, you're doing it with the animal, therefore you're potter from chatis, or b'zoy the din should be, ein chayov ha-mashir gosachatis, who are then you should be potter from skilo. Because this bryce is mashma, only a chet, that if you do it, b'shegig, yechayiv chatis, then if you do it, b'mezid, you should know there's a chayiv skilo. Mashma, something that's done b'shegig, has no chayiv chatis, if you do it, b'mezid, has no chayiv skilo. So now it's a question, Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma now is saying that mechamer, if you do it, b'shegig, you're potter from chatis. Only if you do it, b'mezid, then he holds yechayiv skilo. As a chur, this bryce says fakert. So the Gemara name, Mi Ketoni, does this Braisa Gufa say this Diyak? Hey, Mi Ketoni, does it say Klo? For Ein Chayovim, does the Braisa say that if you're not Chayiv Chatis, you can't be Chayiv Skila? So the Gemara name, Hochi Komar, this is what the Braisa means. Dovo She Chayovim Asher Gosa Chatis, any one of the Lamates Molochis that you do on Shabbos, that if you do it for Shegig, you Chayiv Chatis, you should know the Din is Chayovim Asdoin Eskila. If you do it, b'mezid, you should know yechayiv skilo. That's what the Braisa is telling you. That anything you know, yechayiv achatis, b'mezid chayiv skilo. Odein achanami, v'yesh dover, chayach to have such a case, shein chayov ha-mashir gos echatis. You could have a case that, b'shege yitake not chayiv chatis, like mechamer, aber b'chayov ha-mazdoin eskilo. It could be that if you do it, b'mezid, maybe you are chayiv skilo. Oman, what would be the case, mechamer? That would be the case of mechamer. As really the Torah says, Le'sasa kom locho ato v'hemtecho, so mainly you're over one of the, it's a melocha, therefore if you do it b'mezid, yechayiv skilum, but b'shoigig, that much Rami Bachom holds, you learn it out from the chet of Avodah Zarah, that you only chayiv chatis b'shoigig, a chet that you do all yourself. You have to do it all together by yourself. That's the limit from Avodah Zarah. Ma'ashenkein mechamer, what you're doing with your behema, in such a case you'll be potter from skilum. Oh, but that's all. Only from skila you potter, not from only from chatis you potter, not from achiyev chatis, not from achiyev skila. Skila he's moedi yechayev, only chatis you potter from. This is the second way we have pshat in Rami Bachoma. Now we're soon going to see a third way to learn pshat in Rami Bachoma, which is the way we hold halacha. So the more Rava achva the Rav Mori Baruchel. Rava was the brother of Rav Mori Baruchel. V'yamri lo, and some say, avuha de Rav Mori Baruchel. No, Rava was the father of Rav Mori Baruchel. What's Nagev is assumed to say over Amlocha about Rav Yechinen. But the Baal Mesupik, who said over this memory of Rav Yechinen? For at first was saying Rava, who was the brother of Rami Baruchel. Then the second gear is, V'yamri lo, some say, avuha de Rav Mori Baruchel. No, Rava was the father of Rav Mori Baruchel. So the Gemara said, the Lishna Basra, according to the second Lashon, to say that Rava was his father, it's shver. Kash, I have a kash on that. Rava couldn't have been his father. Why? Because there's a din, in the Gemara says in Yevamis, for the Rav, ach shere l'Rav Mori Baruchel, o manaya b'forsayu debovu. Was a shayla there that Rav appointed Rav Mori Baruchel to be a means a collector in bovu. To do some type of a job for the rabbin. To be a collector, he was a mamuna ala rabbin. Rashi says, Hein Shoitrim, he was a shoitrim, he was like the policeman in the city. Even though the Drashi Afagav the Gemara then Yevama says the Yamamar Kol Mesimos Shata Mesim Lo Yelu Mekerav Achicha. Anytime you appoint somebody for a job in the Klal Yisrael, he has to be Mekerav Achicha. He has to be a brother. Means he has to be a Yid. And hi, the Teretz was Kivin the Imam Yisrael Mekerav Achicha Karina Bay. Because Rav Mori Bar Rochel, his father was a Goy, but his mother was a Yisrael. So since his mother was a Yisrael, that's the Teretz why we're allowed to appoint him to be the Shoiter. Why? I have to be Miachecha. The Teretz says, since your mother is Miachecha, that's enough to give you a Shem Miachecha. That's the Gemara in Yevamis. So the Gemara in Yevamis says, Klo, Mori Bar Rochel's father was a Goy, was not a Yid. Only his mother was a Yisrael. So according to this Lashon Alma Gemara, we're saying, who was Rav Mori Bar Rochel's father? We want to say it was Rava. That's the steer to the Gemara in Yevamis. Then the Gemara in Yevamis is mashmam that Rav Mori Bar Rochel's father was a guy. And his lady was Mizgair. It's always called Istik Yura. The Gemara brings down a lot of times. So he said that was his father, Istik Yura. But not Rava. If Rava was his father, so what is the Gemara in Yevamis saying? Only his mother was Yisrael, his father was also Yisrael. So the kid to the second Lashon is not the right shot. No, it should be Rava was just his brother. Yeah. And the Gemara name, that wouldn't be so shred this Lashon. The Gemara is Dilma Trey Mori Bar Rochel Hevi. I tell you, maybe there were two Mori Bar Rochels. And the Gemara in Yevamis is talking about one. There his father was a Ger Agoy. Mashenkin here, we're talking about that the father was Rava. So that wouldn't be so shver. Of our koponim, what's magay to us is, who masni lo, loho shmaitito mishmeid Rav Yochanan, lifter. He learned over this halacha that we're talking about. If you're over the aver of being mechamer on Shabbos, he learned it over in the name of Rav Yochanan, that says yipoter. What does that mean? Omer Rav Yochanan said, ha mechamer acha behemtoi b'Shabbos. If somebody does the lav, he's mechamer, he works with his behemoth on Shabbos. Again, mechamer means that your behemoth is carrying something on top of him. He has some bundles. Your chamor, your donkey, has some bundles on top of him, and he's standing still. Now on Shabbos, you whistle to him, and you make him come to you. So Melo, the chamor now is carrying these bundles because of you. It's considered you're doing a malacha with the chamor together. That's called mechamer. You're not allowed to call your behemoth to move towards you when he's carrying something. That's called you doing a malacha together. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you are mechamer with your behemer on Shabbos, you're potter mikulam. You're potter from everything. What does that mean? B'shoigeg, if you do the malacha b'shoigeg, that means you forgot today was Shabbos, or else you forgot there's such an issa b'mechamer, you don't know there's such a malacha, loy mechayiv chattis. You're potter from chattis. Why? To huk shu kol ha-terakul la-avoy dezara, like we had before. Kol ha-terakul is daima ta-avoy dezara, that where do you know b'chlal if you do an avera b'shoigeg, you chayiv chattis? The Torah says it by the lab of Avodah Zarah. If a Yisrael deems Avodah Zarah v'shoigeg, he's chayiv chatis. So he said that what is Avodah Zarah? The Yisrael does the Averi himself. Who I didn't call Tarkul, you only chayiv if you do the whole Averi yourself. Mashenkin here, by Mechamer, it's called you're doing an Averi, you and the behemoth together. So such an Averi of Adi Yipotah from chatis. Vaita b'mezid, nami loy mechayiv. He holds that b'mezid, you're also potter from tefillah. If you're mechamer on Shabbos b'mezid with hasra, Edom warned you, don't do it, and you still did it, you're not chayiv tefillah. Why not? The Tanan, the price we had before, ha-mechalel es ha-Shabbos, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, ha-mechalel es ha-Shabbos, v'dover she-chayov ha-masher yosei chattis, v'yazdoin ha-skillah. When we say, what's called the chilul Shabbos? Something, if you do it b'shoigig, you chayiv chattis. Then, if you do it b'mezid, you chayiv tefillah. It's mashma who ain chayov mashir gosay chatis. Any time you do a chilul Shabbos and aver on Shabbos, that aver, if you did a b'shegig, does not have the chiyuv chatis like mechamer. Since you didn't do the malacha yourself, you did it with your behema, your potter from chatis. Is who adin ain chayov mazdoin eskilo. In such a case, your potter from the chiyuv misa, you're not chayiv skilo. So therefore, if you're mechamer, you work with your behema on Shabbos, your potter from skilo. What about balav nami? What about time to get malchus? The Chur, the Torah says a lav. Lo isasta kol melacha ato behemtecho. It says you should not do work on Shabbos, you and your behemah together. So we dashed before, what's the case you're doing melacha, you and your behemah? That's mechamer. That you're causing the behemah to move and carry this bundle in the Rishus Rabbim. The Aldam is because of your calling him. So that's called you being over the lav. So why don't you get malchus? So it's Gemara name. Balav nami lo mechayiv. You're not chayiv malchus either. Why the heaven lay lav sheniten liyazoras misas bezdin? This lav of lisasa kol melacha, that's the closest to a lav on Shabbos. To say don't do melachas on Shabbos. Now we know the other lama test malachas, if you do it on Shabbos, what's your onus if you do it for mezid? Yechayiv misa. Come to say this lab is coming to warn us not to do it for mezid, and if you do it for mezid, yechayiv skilo. That's called the lav shenitin liazoras misas bezdin. This lav is coming to warn us that you should not get misas bezdin. So the klal is the whole lav shenitin liazoras misas bezdin ain't liking a love. Hey, if this lav is coming to warn us not to do one of the lamates melachas, that if you do one of the lamates melachas with mezid, you get misam. So that's what the lav is coming for. Even though in this lav is also included the lav of mechamer, it's a close to lav loystasakom melacham, which means don't do lamates melachas, and it also means don't do the melacha mechamer, don't work with your behemer on Shabbos. But for this lav, you can't get malchus. Because since this lav is also coming to give us, like telling us, for a Mises Bezdin, this is the lav, so once the lav comes to tell us about a Mises Bezdin, it can't come to give us Malkus anymore. That's the klal. That's the Rashi, the bottom Rashi. Liazoras Mises Bezdin. Tishar Malachas the Shabbos, all the other Lamates Malachas that you do on Shabbos, Name Mehai Kronavka Lu. How do we know the Azor? How do we know there's a lav? From this pasuk, the pasuk says, "Le'sasa kol melacha ato v'hemtecha." So from this pasuk, that's the closest to lav. All the lamates melachas are nichlal in this lav. Is azora hilkach? We say lihazoras mises bezdenitin. Why is this lav said in the Torah? Like, what's the einish for this lav? It's telling us that you'll get misa if you do it the mezid. The loyonash misa lim came hither. That's the cloud. Even though all the Torah says, among there's two pashas in the Torah, like barois. You have one parsha of Torah says a lav, don't do the arroyas, don't be boy with your sister, with this. And then the next parsha says that the misa, the chayiv misa shiboy. It says, if you do it, the chayiv chorus. But the klal is, you're not chayiv misa unless the Torah says a lav beferish. You need two zachen. The Torah has to say, lois has to say, don't do it. And then the Torah says, if you do it, you chayiv skila, you chayiv misa, you chayiv chorus. So here by Shabbos, the Torah taka says it's a chayiv skila if you do it. But there wouldn't be the chayiv skila unless someplace in the Torah there's a lav. Where's the lav? Where's the azorim? That's this pasuk le'sasakom melacha. That's the close to a lav not to do melachas on Shabbos. Hilkach ikir hazerosoi. What's the ikir of this lav? Lamokim sheish by misa asya. The ikir of the lav has come to tell us don't do one of the lamates melachas. That forget for that you have a chiyuv misam. V'loy lamalkis. The ikir of this lav is not to come to tell us not to be mechamer, which should only be a lav. So since the ikur of this lav is not from the chamer, the ikur of the lav is from Mises Bezdin, that's the klal, even though it's included in this lav, a case of mechamer, that mechamer has no chiyuv skila, it should only have malchus, still you don't get malchus. Hey, to get malchus, you have to have a lav in the Torah that the only einish for that lav is malchus. But once for this lav, there is an einish misa, so then we say they can't come to give you chiyuv malchus. That's the klal. So mainly, if you mechamer on Shabbos, you should know you have no malchus either. You don't have chattis because it's not doing to the chet of avoid the zorim. You don't have skilo because since it doesn't have chattis, it can't have a skilo. And you don't have a malchus because you don't have the lav for the malchus. So the Gemara, the yafilu l'man v'yomah. Leikin, because this is a